I guess with Bon Jovi, the band proper, since 2016.
Okay, so it's been a kind of new change, hasn't there, with the fail and with...
I mean, I've known John for a long time. He hired me to do his Destination Anywhere tour back in 19...
Yeah.
And then...
I remember that year.
Right?
My favorite years. Yeah. I have the t-shirt.
And then we've remained friends all these years, and whenever he does like privates or corporate events, I play percussion and sing for those. But when the band changed, he brought me in for this configuration.
Other than Bruce, before that, who were you doing percussion with?
Hall & Oates.
Oh, cool. Wow. That's very cool.
Jeez. For Airplane. 5 years.
In July 5th in Ireland, in the Ivy Gardens.
Oh, that's right.
I saw them last October. They were played in the
I'm sure
room.
They're fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant.
I miss them.
I love Hall & Oates.
They're great, great
I was
singers.
In the 80s, and you know, when Private Eyes came out, and I can't go
I
for that.
Born,
so many hits.
Yeah, it just changed the sound on radio as well. It's insane, and so.
But hang on, are you enjoying? Are you enjoying?
Look at he's going down memory lane. It's fine.
Hall & Oates, so let's not talk about Bon Jovi. Are you enjoying the tour?
We can use this one during the Hall & Oates interview in 2 weeks' time.
You know what I love about this tour is because
the
band. This tour, this leg, is very beginning, but the band is so small. So I have this amazing opportunity to become a family with these guys, and so we all.
Everyone keeps saying that you spend a lot of time.
We spend
down
a lot
time
of time together and eating together, and so when we get on stage, I can feel people, you know, completing my sentences and that sort of thing, and there's a lot of love and good energy on the stage.
Have you a family at home in America?
Yeah.
Is that
I mean, not a. I'm not married.
No, but like you have people that you miss, because like Phil was talking to us about his little kids, and you've obviously got family friends. Do you find that hard about the touring thing, or do you just love the excitement?
Yeah, it is hard. But you know, they also, you know, we also need breaks from our family too.
Yeah.
Say anything.
Hi, Anne. How are you? It's all good. Yes, I'll bring you back that Joe Malone perfume. Yeah. When did you start doing percussion? When did you start playing percussion?
Wow, that was college.
Yeah,
I studied music at Indiana University as a singer. But when I was playing in bands, I always, when I wasn't singing, I needed to be doing something. Yeah. So I got a set of congas and started playing, and then it just sort of took off from there. And then when I got to New York, it became a very necessary, life-sustaining thing.
If you weren't doing this and in this kind of world-famous band, what would you have chosen to do with your life?
Wow.
But what, you know what, this is obviously a huge
life,
but what
was your question.
I don't care. I just don't care anymore. But what would have been the alternative? Were you quite academic and studious, or were you kind of chilled, or were you...
I think that, well, I have a degree to teach.
Oh, okay.
Music, is it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, I mean, if I wasn't doing this sort of work, I would, I think I would do that.
That's
cool. And as a percussionist, because one of my favorite bands of all time, Santana, and they were just, the percussion section in that was just stunning. Pete Escovedo, all those guys. Like, who was there for you when you were growing up as a percussionist?
Well, I started playing percussion when Sheila E. was huge.
Oh, wow, Glamour's Life.
I know, speaking of Escovedo, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
That's the daughter. That's Pete's daughter, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, that's a good...
Yeah, but
that's
you know, I'm known mostly as a singer that plays percussion.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not my main
that's
instrument.
Like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm known as a singer that plays percussion and nothing else. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No, I did play bongos. I was a lead vocalist and bongo player in a band called Napoleon's Wig.
Napoleon's Wig.
We were a 2-week sensation. And then artistic differences got
it. Those 2 weeks were amazing.
Thank you so much. They were.